another lovely Wednesday in Vancouver. We are the Diplomats. My name is Miles Jackson, and my friend over to my left, his name is Martin T. Barclay, a.k.a. Muff Daddy, a.k.a. Biddy, a.k.a. The Cotton Club.
Muff Daddy? That's, again, probably the most accurate thing you've ever said to describe me.
I'm trying to tie it into the episode. You'll understand why, because our episode today is about bad boys versus nice guys. Some bad boy, you know, like, we ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now because it's bad boys for life. There you go. I don't know if we're bad boys, but
yeah, you know what? I was actually thinking about that yesterday. I personally, for me, I think I'm somewhere in between. Ooh. I think a lot of girls think I'm a nice guy, but I have, like, you know, dickish tendencies.
I think we all have dickish tendencies a little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah. You know what? I'd say I'm somewhere in the middle because I'm nice, but then I can get a little rough.
Well, a bad boy. I was looking up definitions through our good friend Gary Gugula, and a bad boy is defined as a man whose rebellious nature makes him dangerous and or attractive.
Now, rebellious, I mean, that's so general. Because I think there's also different levels of bad boys. I mean, there's a, I run a criminal organization, bad boy. But I'm a family man, so it's okay. You know, there's a, I'm fresh out of the joint, bad boy. But
then there's George Costanza, bad boy, when he puts on a...
A Letterman jacket
and borrows his dad's car.
Is that your orthopedic back pillow?
Let's do it, baby! That's it. I mean, he was acting as what he envisioned as a bad boy.
Yeah, from the 1950s.
Wow, that's his version of a bad boy, right?
Rebel Without a Cause, really?
That's a good episode.
Oh my, actually, it was a pretty good
episode. Yeah, so I think everyone has different definitions of what a bad boy is, what a bad boy is to them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. Means... Actually, yeah, you know what? Good point. I think even for some girls, a bad boy is basically the guy that any guy that their, like, parents don't want them to date. That could be a bad boy too. Mm-hmm. But why does some woman just love and always go towards bad boys?
Well, we'll get into that. And before we do, I'm just gonna go back to our friend Gary Gugula and define nice guy. This one's there's a little more to it. Nice guy is a term for a male who portrays himself with characteristics such as being gentle, compassionate, sensitive, and vulnerable. However, this term can be used both positively and negatively.
Definitely negatively.
When used positively, it is intended to imply a male who puts the needs of others before his own, avoids confrontations, does favors, gives emotional support. Oh, wow. Tries to stay out of trouble and generally acts nice towards others in the context of a relationship. It may also refer to traits of honesty, loyalty, romanticism, courtesy, and respect. When used negatively, a nice guy implies a male who is unassertive, does not express his true feelings.
That's a very nice way of putting it, because I would have just been like, nice guy is a punk-ass bitch.
All right. No. Nice guys finished last.
Yeah, because they're fucking punk-ass
bitches. But do they, Martin? Because the poll that I put up on our Instagram account, I don't know, did you look at it? I don't think you did. You rarely look at it, but...
Yeah, I did not look at it.
So, basically, it's what do you prefer, bad boys or nice guys? And what do you think won, and what percentage do you think that won?
You know, I would have thought... it would be maybe 55-45 in favor of nice guys.
Okay, it is in favor of nice guys.
Yeah.
Do my math right. I got to do my math in my head. 82.
Really?
To 18. Yes! Crazy!
Really?
Yes! I think they're lying.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not all of them, but some of them. I don't know. 82%. Prefer nice guys.
You know what? I can't believe that. Honestly, I'm shocked.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think we also have to look at the demographic of some of our followers too. Because if I think if some of our followers fall in that, you know, 25, 26 and over, I can maybe see more of them leaning towards the nice guy more. But I'm surprised. I did not think it was going to be like a landslide victory at all. Hmm. At all.
What a bad boy look like to you?
Oh man, pretty much me. No, no, I'm not that bad.
You don't look like a bad boy. You might act like a bad boy.
Actually, I guess I'm a down low. I'm a down low like bad boy.
You're DLBB.
You can't just abbreviate everything, Miles.
I do. That's what I do.
I think it's different at different stages of your life. Like, again, like when I was in like early high school, like the bad boys were the guys that were always like skipping class.
Smoking.
They were smoking. You know? Like, that was a high school bad boy. Meanwhile, I'm there in my short shorts because this is like 92.
In your short shorts, having picnics in the school.
Oh, trust me, that was much further. That was much later. Still just as embarrassing. See, and hey, I was a nice guy then. And I finished last.
You finished last.
Yeah, big time. So I had to transform. I had to transform. So you know what? I think I'm more on the spectrum of the bad boy. I just, you know, keep it on the down low.
Bad boy. A bad boy to me is not so much of a look. It's because anyone can throw on tattoos and smoke and wear a Letterman jacket.
That is true.
Anyone can do that.
I'm pretty sure like Fat Albert can do it.
Fat Albert can do that. But it's more of an attitude. And it's just like a I don't give a shit attitude.
But
I don't think bad boys care. The bad boys.
Actually, yeah, you know what? But and do you think like bad boys actually like do you think they for the most part treat their girlfriends or significant others bad? Because that's also like a part of it. Because again, I think when I said earlier that yeah, I'm somewhere in the middle. Like I don't treat my girlfriend like shit. I'm not an asshole. The fuck was that giggle about?
I just thought it was. I'm just laughing, man.
Yeah, all right, sit down there. If you're listening to this, babe. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
She's not listening.
No, probably not. I don't think she wants to listen to me act like an idiot.
No.
She already gets enough of that at home. Mm. So, yeah, where was I with my train of thought? Oh, yeah. So, do bad boys actually, like, treat their girlfriends bad? Or is it, again, like, just the whole just rebellious thing?
It's a little both. It's a little both. I have some just random comments here, and I think we should both comment on them. It has to do with bad boys and nice guys. So just comments, just hear me out here.
Yeah.
So bad boys have an edginess that triggers a woman's attraction to them.
Ah, okay. Okay. I can see that. So that comment to me reads more like, you know what? Hey, I'm a girl that likes aggressive men. You know, again, it goes back to my previous comment of being like, what did I call some nice guys? Like little mm-hmm. bitches or something like that?
What?
Did I say like nice guys are punk bitches?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
it's not very nice.
No, it isn't. but I think that statement actually reads in the way that, you know what? Girls actually just like guys that are more aggressive, more assertive, that again, they take charge, take control, you know, and it's like this. Have you ever gone out with a girl that is very indecisive? It's like, oh, hey, babe, what do you want to eat tonight? Or where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Oh, I don't know. You decide. Mm-hmm. Imagine that characteristic, but in a guy. I feel a lot of women like that guy that takes charge. It's like, hey, we're doing this. I made some plans. Get ready. This is what we're doing or whatever. So I think that specific statement has more to do with What the? Miles is like losing his mind over here, trying to hold back his cough.
Take over the podcast and drink water. I'll be back.
I think he actually just like sniffs some black pepper or did that like cinnamon challenge or whatever. So yeah, it's basically just me for the next little bit here while Miles goes to get some lemon water. So I'm going to take this brief moment here to thank everyone for listening to the podcast. Literally, I'm just trying to kill time. And look who's back. Yeah.
What'd I miss?
I basically told everyone not to listen to this thing anymore.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know why you would say that.
No.
Anyway.
No.
Did you finish your point?
Yeah, I did. I did, as you were coughing up a storm.
That's what I was doing. That's why I got water, man. This is, we're just going, no editing. We're just going and doing this. Okay. Next comment. Women want a confident man that will make decisions, but who is also unpredictable. So there you go.
Yeah. There. Exactly my point. It's like I was actually trying to get into the mind of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a woman doesn't want that guy that's going to like go out to dinner and like order for her. No, that's ridiculous. But again, that take charge, can do attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've met a lot of women that find that very sexy.
Yeah, very for sure.
Sexy.
I agree. Women want a man who values his time, so his own time, is mysterious and doesn't cater to their every whim.
It's literally like I'm being described right here. I want to know which girl said this so I can go talk to them later on.
Oh, no girl said this. It's just random comments. They all said it. That's why I think that 82% is wrong. I honestly do. But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. The more I hear these comments, the more I believe that is totally inaccurate.
Women want a man who has his own life and is not needy or desperate. A man shouldn't need a woman to complete him.
Fuck. Like, this is literally describing me.
Mm-hmm.
Completely. Okay, next one. Next All one. Right. I got to hear the rest of them.
If you show too much interest in a woman too early on, she will get bored and lose interest. You must keep her guessing and chasing you.
A little bit, yeah.
Bad boy. Again, bad boy does.
Goes back to one of the previous comments about, you know, being a little mysterious, not showing too much interest, just to showing the right amount and putting the right amount of effort out there. So yeah, you know, that 82% is clearly wrong. Next comment.
We have been taught to treat women like princesses. Some of them don't like being called that. But as soon as you do, there will be a loss of attraction.
You can't put women up on the pedestal. You just can't do it. You can't do it. They will eat you alive. Like, limb from limb.
Limb from limb. Okay, that leads us to the next one here, Martin. It's like you're looking at the same piece of paper that I am, but you're not. As soon as a woman can manipulate you, there is a loss of attraction and respect.
Oh, big time. Oh, and that's one thing I stereotypically hate about women. They always try to weasel their way around to get their way. And when they don't, they complain. But as a man.
Oh, as a man.
As a bad boy for life.
Mm-hmm.
You can't back down. And I'm not even saying ever. It's just, you know what? Pick your battles. You know, sometimes let her win a few here and there.
Did you say let her?
Yeah, that's right. You heard me. Okay. I'll say it again. Every now and then, I'm just doing a rewind. Every now and then, yeah, let her win a few battles.
I have a feeling, knowing your girlfriend, Martin, that you don't win a lot of battles.
You'd be surprised.
I don't know, dude. Man. I don't know.
I am the king of winning battles.
Okay.
Trust me.
All right.
I always get my way. Coffee is for closers, and I have all the fucking coffee I want.
What does that mean? Did you just make that up?
Glengarry Glen Ross, man. Coffee's for closers.
All right. You're going back. Most of our listeners don't even know who Glengarry and Glen Ross
actually
are.
Actually, probably not.
No.
Alec Baldwin, was it?
I don't know, man. You're going even before my time.
No, whatever. It's not 12 Angry Men. Jeez.
Okay.
Next point.
don't be too passive and predictable.
Yep. Yep. I can see that too. So there was actually, again, one of my guilty pleasure shows, Temptation Island. There was,
I'm laughing with the giggle.
The hell's going on today? So yeah, Temptation Island, yes, guilty pleasure show. It's terrible TV. I get it. But it's very highly addictive. There was actually one guy on the show. Yeah, he was a bigger, like, kind of huskier guy. And he, I hate to say it, but he was too nice. Like, his girlfriend walked all over this dude. And, like, so it's the grand finale. They're at this bonfire, like, talking about their experience and what they want going forward. And this girl is eating him alive. She's like, you know what? You actually make me not want to have kids because I don't think you're going to be a good father. You're not manly enough.
You watch a lot of reality TV, Martin. I just noticed that. Like, a lot.
I watch one reality series.
What was the no? You were telling me about that Netflix one that you watched. The
Oh, Dating Around? Yeah. I saw that a handful of times. You know. Right. Again, hey. Well, we're hosting a dating and sex and relationship podcast. I want some material to talk about, okay, you know, because I'm curious about it.
You had me there.
But anyway, so they're at this bonfire in Temptation Island, and she's saying all this stuff to him. This dude starts crying, and when it's his turn to talk, he can't even look his girl in the fucking eyes. He's looking straight ahead. Like, look at her when you're talking to her. Show her that you're passionate about something. No wonder she broke up with you, dude. Temptation. Oh, my God.
Maybe.
Oh, I can't stand that.
It's okay to cry, Martin. It's okay to cry.
Again, pick your moments. Pick your moments. Not if someone was saying that, like, oh, you know what, Miles, I don't want to be with you because I think you'd be a terrible father. Would you start crying? Or would you just be like, what's wrong with you,
guy? I'd probably be like, what's wrong like, with you?
But... child, please. You kidding me? Yeah, so like, that was soft.
So that was soft. So bad boys don't cry. Okay.
No, bad boys don't cry for one reason only. Actually, two reasons. Actually, okay, three reasons. All right. I keep thinking of reasons here. Yeah, so, mom dies.
What? Okay. Oh, so you're saying it's okay for a bad boy to cry if his mom dies?
Yes. Okay. It's okay.
There's only three reasons ever in the history of the planet.
Yeah. Okay. Let's make it. So, family member.
Okay.
One of your boys.
One of your friends?
Yeah.
Okay. Can that be male or female?
Yeah, I can. Well, one of your boys.
Like, one of your boys. So you have a female friend that dies, and you're not allowed to cry. Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
Okay. So when your boys, I'm writing these down.
Or your pet. Yeah, it's okay to cry if you lose your pet. It's okay, but not a cat. I don't respect any single man that has a cat.
So no cat and no women. If you have a, unless it's a family member.
No, I'm okay with a cat.
You're okay with
no. Family member, one of your boys, or a pet.
That's it. Those are the three reasons and
nothing else. In
the history of humanity that men can cry.
Nothing else. Dude, I had a hernia when I was, 22, 23. The doc, instead of...
So no pain. If you're in pain, you can't cry.
If you're in pain, no. You can't cry if you're in pain. The worst time to cry. Dude, the doctor tried to push it back in. And I'm just sitting there taking it. It hurt.
When was the last time you cried?
Last time I cried, 2009, when my mom died.
Okay.
2009.
And then before that, because you're allowed, that's a pass. You're allowed before that. The last time you cried, it wasn't on your top three list.
It was on my top three list.
The top three list of reasons that men, bad boys, are allowed to cry.
Yes.
When was the last time before that?
Oh, dude, I can't remember. Probably when I was a toddler.
When you're a toddler.
Dude, man, listen. Even when I was like six, I was an OG. All right? So... all right?
I've seen the photos, yeah. So the cowboy hat.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. The Black Marlboro Man?
There's only three reasons. Oh, my God.
Three.
Martin, you've lost your shit.
Okay, no, four. If you're, you know, you can probably allow to cry up until, like, 10.
And up I'm being, until 10.
Yeah, I'm being generous. Those are the only times. That's it. After that.
Family members, male friends.
Yeah.
And cats, including, or sorry, pets, including dogs.
And cats. I'm cool with cats.
Cats are pets.
Okay.
To a lot of people.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware of that.
AKA pussy. Cat. Cat. Pussy cat.
What's a pussy cat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay. You're an odd man. I don't know how many people tuned out of this episode after you said that you can't cry after.
How did
anything
this become
other
the
bad house? Boys?
How did this episode transform to an episode about, you know, when you can cry or not?
I don't know. You said it. You're like, there's only three times that a bad boy can cry.
Yeah. Whereas again, a nice guy will cry like watching The Notebook.
And that's what 82% of our Instagram followers.
Yeah. If like seriously, ladies.
Want.
Seriously, ladies. Let me break this down for you. If you were watching The Notebook with your man and he started crying, would you think he's sensitive or would you think there's something wrong with him? I would think there's something wrong with him. Why are you crying at a movie? It's make-believe. Who's going to stay by their wife's side for that long?
I cried during that TV show Lost.
Why? Because it was so bad? And you
have you seen it? Have you seen Lost? Have you seen Lost? Before you tell me it's bad, have you seen it?
I have seen. I saw season one.
That's
I couldn't watch it after that.
Okay, well, you know who Jin and Sun are?
I can't remember.
They get separated on the island, and they come back together, and it was so emotional and so beautiful, and I cried.
All I just remember is Saeed.
Saeed.
I don't know why.
Saeed is badass.
I just remember Saeed for some reason.
And listen, if your eye gets a little teary, it wasn't like I was, hoo, 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 hoo. Like, that's my cry, I guess, but.
You cry like Santa Claus, like, laughs?
I was thinking the same
it's a jolly cry. It's okay. I'm still a man.
Yeah, there you go. What if you do a jolly cry?
I don't think that exists. Well, you know what? As long as it's not like you're not like a snot crying loser. I guess, like, come on. The watery eyes and the snot's coming out your nose. Like,
I just, oh God. I'm like that guy in the airplane.
The guy in the airplane?
The guy you were doing an impression of on the airplane. Oh. episode 5 or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. There's a little bit of turbulence. What are you freaking out over?
So you're not allowed to cry or you're a nice guy?
No. If you're a nice guy, cry all you want. You know what? More girls for me. I'll put you out of business like a mom and pop shop. Don't worry about it, man. Nice guys. They do finish last. You know what? They don't even finish. That's the thing. They don't finish. Punk ass.
This is just going off the rails right now. It turned into a debate about nice guys versus bad boys.
I think the bad boys coming out a little bit. We're just making fun of nice guys. Oh my God, they're such losers.
Seriously, when I talk to girls sometimes,
you know, 82% of our Instagram followers prefer nice guys. These guys that you say cry, and they're such losers, apparently.
Girls will tell me, it's like, you know what, Martin? You're just like the right amount of asshole.
You have to. Amount of asshole? That the asshole has like the circumference of like South America, man.
You have to have a little bit of an edge to you. I'm not saying be a dick or treat women badly. Not at all. But have a little bit of edge. Have a little bit of mystery. I hate seeing these guys suck up to women. I can't stand it. And again, I'm not being sexist here because I also hate seeing when girls just completely suck up to guys. It's pathetic. It's a pathetic all around. but even more so when a guy does it. Because that woman will never, and I repeat, she will never, ever respect you.
Ever.
Wow. Bold statement, Martin T. Barclay.
Yeah. Dude, I said it. You heard it here first. And if you heard it here first, you're definitely a nice guy. All right. Do we have any more comments from our Instagram users or listeners or whatever? Miles is just sitting there with his head down, just like, what did I get myself into? What's wrong with this guy? 12 years. I never knew he was a madman.
Okay, Muff Daddy, I think I've composed myself here, and we will get back to just a few more comments. Not about crying, but just a few more comments.
All right, no. I'll try not to mention weeping anymore.
Okay, please don't. A bad boy is emotionally distant.
I wouldn't go as far as to say that
you're wrong. Boy. They are.
What? No, no.
Yeah, no, I agree. I believe they're totally emotionally distant.
I mean, I'm emotionally distant, but...
Bad boys generally think about themselves. They're emotionally distant. There you go. Bad boy.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't totally disagree, but...
Okay. Bad boys don't go out of their way.
Now that I disagree with. Because again, I'm leaning bad boy. I got my girlfriend a book that one time. So, bro, I'm good.
You're good, man. You're set for life like a lottery ticket.
You know, she's still waiting for a birthday present, but don't worry. I'm getting to that. What else about...
I like this one because I don't agree with it at all. Family and friends like nice guys.
What?
I mean, it says.
Maybe family, so you're a little less annoying, but... Yeah. I don't think any of my friends are nice guys. I'm just joking.
We have some nice guys. Actually, we have some nice guy friends.
Yeah, that we try to avoid. No. Most of our friends are actually pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. A bad boy calls late at night.
I would agree with that. I almost exclusively
call late at night.
Oh, it's more of a text. I mean, not even like a full text, just like...
Text, call, late at night, you know, bad boy. Bad boy style.
An emoji. What is it? An eggplant emoji? Like, that's it.
An eggplant emoji means you've got a heart on, I think. Is that right? You got a purple heart on, like like a Barney heart on.
She knows it.
Dinosaurs. Do they got big dicks? They have small brains.
You know what? I've never heard any discussions about dinosaur penises before.
No, I'm just curious.
You know what? We'll have to Gary Google it.
We'll have to use
Gary Google.
Bad boys. Ooh, look at this one, Martin. Bad boys have lots of other women in the picture.
I should hope so. Jeez. If you don't, you're doing something wrong, bro. Yeah, you know what? Most bad boys... Especially of a certain age, are more likely to have a lot of women around. I would actually agree with that. Not saying myself personally, just saying some. But continue.
And I think I'm going to end on this one. It's not the greatest, but just a little FYI. Bad boys are all for the swapping of picks.
Swapping of picks?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Bad boys.
A nice guy be like, I want to see you in person.
Actually, a nice guy would... Here's a picture of me crying. Send me one of you. Okay, last time I mentioned crying. That's a lot of bad boy bashing, in my opinion. I will say this. I personally think with nice guys, again, and, you know, forget all the jokes about them, you know, crying and whatnot. I think nice guys don't really come across as genuine. I don't really think they come across as genuine. They come across as, oh, he's too nice. Like, there's something fake about that.
Okay.
You know, like, that dude is not living his best life. Yeah, okay. There's something wrong with that.
I can buy that, yeah.
And I do think... when a guy is too nice, it's because he's trying to make up for a lack of something. So I don't think, like, when a guy is too nice, I think he lacks a little self-respect. Just a little. Definitely lacks self-confidence as well. That's because he's just too nice. And he's trying to overcompensate with being too nice.
So how can you be too nice?
You can though? Be, dude. How you can be too nice? Nice.
How can someone be too nice?
If you
no one said Gandhi was too nice.
Well, that's different.
No one said Mother Teresa was too nice.
If you go out and you meet a girl and you guys are talking, you're really hitting it off, and you start just complimenting her left, right, and center, that's too nice.
No, that's not too nice. That's just
dude.
No, that's over complimenting someone. That's not being too nice.
But you're saying very nice things about someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's too nice. It's weird. It's creepy.
It's weird. It's
nobody's creepy, that nice.
It's not too nice. I disagree. It's not because it's not too nice.
So okay. So one of my friends, she went out with this dude. She seemed really into him. They went out, had a bite to eat, had a couple drinks. And this was their first date. I don't even think it was the next night. It was the same. It was like later on that night, he messages her. Oh, I really miss you so much.
You said this story last episode.
Oh, really? Man.
You need to get some new stories, partner.
But that dude's too nice. What's up with that?
No, he's not too nice. He's too needy. They're two totally different things. He's too needy, not too nice. You can't be too nice, Martin.
Yes, you can.
You can be a nerd. I don't know. You can cry too much, you know, but you can't be too nice. It's impossible. Some people might find it annoying.
Oh, very.
That's terrible. But you can't be too nice. And I mean, you can be nice in different ways. You can be nice by not complimenting someone all the time.
Let's say, I don't know, random thing. So, let's say you're friends with a girl and you really want to date her. Her car breaks down.
All right.
A nice guy would probably give her money to fix her car. Bad boy wouldn't.
No, bad boy.
Bad boy would tell her to take the bus.
Bad boy might.
So, you know what? I'm not buying it, man. There is such a thing as too nice sometimes. Sometimes. And maybe, again, maybe it's extreme cases.
If that person is taking advantage of the other person that's willing to pay. But if it's just a genuine nice offer and a nice... Yeah, no, you can't be too nice. I think niceness is more about awareness, because the bad boys aren't aware. I mean, they're aware of how many, you know, other women they got on the side, but they're not aware of, you know, their own partner. They're really not.
Fair enough.
But
I think we'll have to agree to disagree on this one. Agree to disagree, my friend.
Well, yeah, no, but you know what, bad boys, I'm just gonna say this to you. And this is to you too, Martin, as I look you in the eyes.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, I'm saying this to you. If you want to cry, bad boy, cry. Cry during the Notebook if you want. It's okay to cry.
I'll take a hard pass. Yeah, I will take a hard pass on crying.
Okay. No, wait. We're not going to mention that word ever again on our podcast.
No, definitely not.
Women prefer nice guys. I don't know why they finished last.
But I think we're also missing a third category here.
Mm.
We're missing. You have the nice guys. What's you have that? The bad boys. I think there's a third tier, which is like the extreme bad boys.
What's that? You know? Like,
I'm talking about the real like hardcore like bad boys.
Like, you know? Freddy Krueger.
No, not Nightmare on Elm Street. More like Scarface.
Skulking.
You know. I'm talking about
still a fictional character, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. True. Based on real life events, but whatever. Yeah, the extreme bad boy. And I think there needs to be that category just to differentiate the bad boy from the extreme bad boy. It's two different things. Two completely different things. What exactly is gonna fit into that extreme bad boy category? I'm not totally sure, but I think there needs to be that category.
So maybe the extreme bad boy doesn't have any endearing qualities whatsoever, where the bad boy might have some. He is human.
Exactly.
He is human in there.
Exactly. See? Okay. Now we're back to agreeing, which actually doesn't happen very often. But I'll take it. I'll take it.
I'm just want to go home and cry and after the way you've treated nice guys today. Oh, so I just want the episode to end.
But and I think it's those extreme bad boys that women want to change. Because they're so bad. Some women want that project of trying to change this. They're like the inmates. They're like the prison guards. Like, we're gonna reform these gentlemen. We're gonna reform
these
this
gentlemen.
Man. We're gonna make this man into a gentleman. It doesn't really happen.
No, it doesn't.
No. Okay. So ladies, just avoid the extreme bad boys.
Extreme bad boys.
Yeah, extreme bad boys. The regular bad boys.
These guys with the criminal records, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And no remorse.
That have drug cartels behind them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And they wear Letterman jackets.
Yes. Letterman jackets. No. Big faux pas.
Tattoos on their cheeks.
The teardrop tattoo. But that's just my two cents. And I guess, in closing for me, you know, nice guys, I beat up on you guys a little too much today. But I think it was well-deserved. As for the bad boys, keep doing what you're doing. And, we should be good. So, guys, thanks again for tuning in to another episode of The Diplomats. We love you. We thank you. And before we forget, please, please, please go follow us on Instagram. Tell your friends about our podcast. Listen in. Thanks for the support. You know, rate us on iTunes or whatever platform you're listening on. We thank you. We love you. But until next time, don't miss us too much.
Go Canada.